listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Desire. best of me was the air I breathed for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh gone.
Everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you've been doing well and that your summer is off to a great start. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about independence and freedom, because I am recording this on July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. So, not just the independence that we have maybe as adults when we move out of home, because that's also a type of independence and freedom, right? When we move away from our parents, maybe claim a place of our own, a literal or a metaphorical place of our own, and start building our own life, there is great independence in that, and freedom. And, you know, in addition to that, we also can think of independence and freedom about independence of your career, right? Where you don't necessarily have to depend on any one particular place. You could be a freelancer, a consultant working for several different places and creating your own schedule, creating your own almost like lifestyle design is what they would call it. So that's a whole other way of looking at independence and freedom, right? Freedom from the 9-to-5 grind, where sometimes you're working a little bit more than that, sometimes it's less, sometimes you have a day off. Just kind of the freedom and independence of many different things as we become adults. So it's interesting to think about. We think about freedom and independence as, right, getting away from the tyranny of Britain, and that's what, you know, the July 4th, 1776 represents, and that's what July 4th every single year represents, is our independence from the tyranny that England or Great Britain was putting on everybody. And so we broke away from that, and the forefathers had some really amazing foresight into how we can really craft our life and do something really special with the United States. So, what does July 4th mean to you? Anytime I think of July 4th, I think of a lot of patriotic songs. I think of America the Beautiful, God Bless America, maybe the Star Spangled Banner. Maybe you could even throw in, like, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, because after all, baseball is America's favorite pastime, right? You know, there could be some other songs you throw in there, like the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Some people know that song as Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory. You could think of My Country, Tis of Thee. Many different other songs come to mind, too, like Born in the USA, Coming to America, or America by Neil Diamond. Born in the USA is from Bruce Springsteen. Then James Brown's got Living in America. There's a lot of songs that have to do with potentially the United States and like what we have. This Land is Your Land is another one that comes to mind by Woody Guthrie. There's God Bless the USA, which is by Lee Greenwood, which is another great one. And there are other ones out there too about talking about United States and all the beauty and amazing things that we have. And for those who are kind of pay the ultimate sacrifice and not only that, not only the ultimate sacrifice, but just serve in our military on a daily basis. And for us, they fight for our freedom. So freedom isn't really free because it's people's time, energy, resources are being put into keeping our nation safe and free for people to come in and to the freedom to kind of explore and make your own way. So, you know, Independence Day can mean a lot of things, right? We just talked about a few of them there. You know, I like to think sometimes July 4th is also just like kind of a nice day to reflect. It's almost like a Thanksgiving for me. You know, you got Memorial Day, which is another patriotic holiday for the veterans, any veterans and people who have gone before us to fight in different wars to make our daily life better, and for their, you know, children and grandchildren and all the generations to come after, you know, them. And, you know, not only that, we could think about Independence Day, too, as a great way to get together with family and kind of reminisce a little bit. And, you know, it's almost like a kickoff even more to the summer, because now we are officially in summer. June 21st is this summer solstice, I guess you would call it. And, yeah, so I, you know, people think of barbecuing, grilling, maybe going in the pool, going to the ocean. Maybe there's a parade that comes around, fireworks. These are all things you sort of associate July 4th with. But we really got to think of it in a bigger picture, right? Just independence in general. It doesn't have to do with, you know, it doesn't just have to do with getting ourselves out of the tyranny that Great Britain had upon everybody in the 1700s. There could be a lot more to it. And you look at this sort of thing from a different lens in many different areas, you know. I'm going to go into a little something that might be off-putting to some people, but I'd like to address it anyway. I relate this almost like, okay, we're looking at independence from all these different angles. And, you know, there's a big debate now in politics and just amongst the government and people in general about the whole pro-life, pro-choice issue. And to me, I think a lot of people who are potentially pro-choice, and I could be speaking out of line, but I just have this feeling, this intuition, that people who really believe in the pro-choice movement just think that the pro-life movement is only about saving the unborn and not killing the unborn, babies in the womb, right? They are human beings at the moment of conception. That's proven, scientific fact. I don't just see it as that, though. Pro-life to me is not killing anybody's spirits, right? Not putting anybody down. Not just randomly killing anybody, right? Murder. That's not pro-life when you murder somebody else. You kill somebody else. Of course, there's the one exception, which is if it's in self-defense. If you believe your life is in danger, like somebody's running at you with a gun, and you defend yourself, and you accidentally kill that person, well, then that would be the only exception in my book. And I believe that's the only exception, too, in the Catholic Church teaching. So, you know, and pro-life is also not using euthanasia and just letting people die a natural death. And when it's their time to go, it's their time to go. And not only that, like, I'm not a big fan of war either. And to me, war is not pro-life. It's the opposite of it. War is killing people. Lots of people, and sometimes innocent civilians that have nothing to do with, like, what's really going on in the government. So we have to think of things like this in a little bit more of a bigger lens. Like with Independence Day, right? It doesn't necessarily just have to be, like we talked about, America getting away from Britain's tyranny. It can be about independence from your parents. It could be about independence in your career. It could be about the freedom to carve every day out the way that you want to carve it. The freedom to just get up and maybe do something that you haven't done before. And being okay with that and not being reprimanded or nervous about if that's going to affect anybody in a negative way. You know, there's other countries where you can't do that. It's hard to even just go outside in some countries without, you know, needing a reason or crossing a border and having a tremendous issue doing so, and maybe not even be able to get back. this country, we're able to pursue so many different things and so many different paths, and we do have the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't mean we're going to be happy all the time, but we at least have that option. And a lot of people in the world don't. So let's look at things from a little bit of a different lens. What does July 4th mean to you? It's more than just grilling and barbecues and going to the pool and hanging out with family and friends. There's a lot more to it if we really get down to it and break it apart for what it really is. So I encourage you to do that this July 4th. And not only that, but just on an everyday basis. Just think really about how lucky we have it and how blessed we are to live in a country in the United States that allows us to pursue these things without much recourse. Unless, you know, you do something immoral, unethical, or illegal, then there will be some recourse. But just wanted to touch base about that. I thought it was kind of a neat thing to think about and a little bit of a different way of thinking about July 4th. So that's it for today, guys. Have a great rest of the day. And this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice, cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thick. I care nothing but to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Life juice. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of mine.